modern smoker. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Rocking the boat. We are rocking the boat out of Armstrong, Iowa right now. We've got lots to talk about, friends. But just to kind of tee this thing up, I want to start off when Congress took in consideration resolution concerning independence. I want to show you the pros and cons and those that believed and those that didn't. I'm going to first bring forth Mr. John Dickinson, and this is what he said on the congressional floor during the foundation of our country on Independence Day. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Gentlemen, the consequences involved in the motion now lying before us are of such magnitude that I tremble at the oppressive honor of sharing in its determination. My conduct this day, I expect, will give the finishing blow to my once great and now diminished popularity. Yet I'd rather forfeit popularity forever than vote away the blood and the happiness of my countrymen. Independence will now strengthen us by one man, nor by the least supply, but it may expose our soldiers to additional cruelties and outrage. Us, the full fury of the British wrath will be unleashed. Indians will be loosed on the frontier. Negroes will rise up to slaughter us. New York, they will be destroyed by their own admission. The advocates of separation, friends, say foreign assistance will be necessary. But at what cost, asked John Dickinson? Let us imagine a war without victories and the guns fall silent. Many will have bled and sacrificed only to exchange the light yoke of Great Britain. In other words, that's what he preferred, slavery to freedom, friends. He goes on. Again, let us imagine a war without victories, and the guns fall silent. Many will have bled and sacrificed only to have exchanged the light yoke of Great Britain for the heavy dominion of an avian power. Some have argued that the America would become one great commonwealth, but what is to keep the 13 unwieldy colonies from splitting asunder? I have a strong impression in my mind that this will take place, said John Dickinson. No, gentlemen, to escape the protection of Great Britain by declaring independence unprepared, as we are, would be to brave the storm in a skiff made of paper. But here comes the Colossus of Independence, the second president of the United States, Mr. John Adams, and he comes back and spanks John Adams with faith rather than doubt. John Adams said, objects of the most stupendous magnitude, measures which will affect the lives of millions, born and unborn, are now before us. That's you, my friends.
That's right.
We must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them, but we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate. There is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given you a grim prognostication of our national future, but where he foresees apocalypse, he said, I see hope. I see a nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic, and a republic of laws, not of men. Gentlemen, said John Adams, we are in the very midst of the revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any of the history, and in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. He said, I'm not without apprehensions, gentlemen. By the end we may have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country a free country.
Amen. And what do we have? We have a free country.
Amen.
What
237 years later.
You know, right there on the floor when they were debating, okay, we've got this Declaration of Independence. It's been drafted. It's been approved through committee. And now we have two men. This is the last chance to whether this bill gets killed or whether it arises and becomes a document that we're going to declare independence. And John Adams comes in as the second person to speak, and he lays out the speech. And according to the movie, he's very dissatisfied with it. He feels it's something that's been said over and over and over again. But
We do know that John Dickinson wanted to offer an olive branch, and John Adams said to John Dickinson, that is imbecilic. He said that is absolutely foolish for you even to try to attempt to do that, because we already see the full might and full measure of the British atrocities taking place in Boston at that time.
And if you remember right, they did send an olive branch.
Yes, they did.
He got his way, and what happened?
Yep. He comes back and he blames them and calls them the terrorists.
That's right. You dangerous designing men. And that unified our colonies. So as John Adams gives his final oration, I guess you could say, on the floor, independence was declared, and then on the 4th of July it was signed. It's actually done
unanimous,
second.
By the way.
That's right.
Yes.
And those that didn't choose to sign, John Dickinson was one of them. He wasn't there that particular day, but everybody unanimously declared independence. We have that liberty because of them.
You find yourself indisposed that day,
perhaps
said
you could
Ben
play.
Franklin.
Perhaps you could.
Yes.
You know, in this battle between good and evil, right and wrong, you have preceded the Great Awakening, which is when America's soul was awakened to the Christian values and principles that were put in this Constitution, in this Declaration of Independence. It was a Christian document. John Quincy Adams, whose father was John Adams, stated this when he was giving an oration on the front steps, I believe, of the Capitol on July 4th. He said, "Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not that, in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birth of the Savior, that in forms of leading event in progress of the gospel dispensation?" In other words, what he's saying is this is the gospel. The Declaration of Independence isn't fireworks. It's not that we're going to be free. Yes, we are, but why? Because of the gospel dispensation.
And what was the message, though? And what is the message today? Again, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Most people think that the 4th of July is about taxation without representation and a violation, when in fact that was 17 and 27 of the violations. And what we see today is really what the signal was from our forefathers, all 56. Six of them, they threw off the chains of tyrants only to take on the light yoke of Christ.
And this is what John Quincy Adams finishes with. "Is it not that the Declaration of Independence first organized the social compact on the foundation of the Redeemer's mission upon earth?"
Amen.
This was Christ liberating a people from tyranny. And then he continues that it laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of what? Christianity. To say that the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, to separate Christianity from them, you're separating the life and the marrow. It's like separating the blood from a body. It's just it's going to be a dead corpse.
Great analogy.
But John Quincy Adams comes back and he finishes it off. These were the first precepts of Christianity. A president of the United States, a congressman, a senator, the son of a president, a diplomat when he was 14 years old.
Right.
He knew exactly what this foundation was laid upon. Christ.
Pretty smart guys, yeah?
Amen.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, broadcasting live out of Armstrong, Iowa. If you'd like to check us out online, again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Jake just uploaded some videos for you to check out from two days ago. We were in Des Moines doing the tea party there. Got a packed house. Had some really cool things happen. You can check them out online, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can be my friend, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll throw it over to the other guy. And then we're going to talk about the price paid for the freedoms, friends, that you have today. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves.
One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Great drummers. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio Show. Listening live, broadcasting live out of Armstrong, Iowa right now. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, well, Mr. Other Guy, why is that?
Because it's a terrible place when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want to get them out of their head. And speaking of getting your brains out of somebody else's head, yesterday we were in a city, and I can't pronounce the name, but it was just outside of Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa.
I
have no idea. I was in Iowa.
Okay, it was at a Freedom Rock.
I was in Iowa.
That's right.
Yeah,
we were in Iowa, and boy, the pork chops are big down here. If you don't believe me, we got a picture of one on the Sons of Liberty on Facebook, and the guy eating it was really big, too.
Yeah, I had one yesterday. It was pretty awesome.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Did you get some applesauce and some BBQ on it?
I did. Well, no, I just put a lot of ketchup on it.
At the Machine Shed, this is where we were.
Sawmill.
Two nights ago, you were at the Machine Shed speaking, where a lot of the presidential tours go through, and all the conservative candidates usually set up there, and we had a packed house. We had to bring in an extra table, and there was no more room after that, folks. So people were standing in the back. Pictures, videos of that event.
A lot of blue hairs.
Yeah, there was.
They were cool blue hairs, though.
Yeah, and I think in the end, they really got to it.
And I think the bald guys loved me after the fact.
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
that was a big... Well, as a matter of fact, let's read some of these. Marsha said, "You have been the talk of the town since you gave your presentation and testimony in Des Moines. Come back and see us real soon in Iowa. Thank you for your commitment to our country and my father."
Amen.
See, the two never go away from each other. Yesterday you signed a sweatshirt.
See, I never heard these. I mean, folks, you got to understand.
Yeah, this is the first time.
Yeah.
This is the first time. And there's more of these. But yesterday you signed a sweatshirt because this woman brings up the two things the Sons of Liberty always bring in the events.
She was the eternal teenager.
Country? Yes, that one.
She was, yep.
But this woman says, "Country and my father, your love to our country. Yes, we as the Sons of Liberty love this country. But to my father, Christ, he's always exalted. on this sweatshirt, this young woman who has a teenage daughter, she has all these signatures on the back. One of them is, I think, H. Kane, Herman Cain, probably, yep. and then yep. Michael Reagan, Michelle
yep.
Bachmann.
Yep.
So she had seen all these people speak. I don't know if it was at the machine shop.
There was
not,
one more. Who was it?
Yeah, it was a senator here, real conservative.
Oh, yeah, I don't know who he was.
I can't remember his name.
Stephen
yet.
Something?
Steve King.
Yeah, there you go.
Stephen King.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I looked at it, I said, Stephen King? I said, are you
yeah,
talking about
weird.
The guy that said if he wasn't making horror movies right now? He'd be up on top of the garages shooting yeah. with the 12-gauge at people driving by.
That sounds
that's
normal.
That's what I thought, yeah.
But that's not radical. I mean, preachers that get out of hand in the pulpit, that's radical.
Yeah.
But guys like Stephen King.
Yeah.
So back to the T-shirt, or back to the sweatshirt. Bradley signs it, puts scripture reference on there. I looked at all the signatures. We took a picture of it, took a video of it, and this woman turns around and said, I just want you to know, I don't let just anybody sign this sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I
cool.
thank you so much for your work that you do on behalf of Christ and for our youth and for our young people. Check out the video, Sons of Liberty Radio,
and the old
on
people.
Facebook.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and she was speaking, that's right, she was speaking to the terms of having a young person and
yeah.
knowing how desperately
we were
they
having.
Needed.
We had about 100 and some folks there in this
yep.
back room, and what was interesting about it is we were having black church.
Oh, man, it was...
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning, it was a little...
Heather was praying about God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, and
yeah.
divine miracles according to his own will.
I that's mean, right.
That's what
that
was
a miracle, because in the beginning, it was like,
what does he mean, black church? We paint our churches white.
Well, they look like a bunch of deer looking in headlights is what they look like.
But in the end, they were just energized.
They were rocking,
I mean, you
yeah.
hit on the life subject. You hit on the
some of the grandmas were
of
spraying their hair up, and
it was good.
They had the wristbands on.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Cranking Junkyard Prophet
yeah.
music. Yeah.
JunkyardProphet.com.
Hey, speaking of which, Bradley, you're the drummer of JYP. We've got some events coming in the fall time, but today we are in Armstrong, Iowa. Landon's going to join us. He's a guy who set up this event here in the city. He had seen Bradley at a high school assembly, boy, about over a decade ago.
Yeah.
Seen him at Life Light in South Dakota, I believe is where that's at. Then saw our street teams at one of the retail stores
sure.
around here in Iowa.
Yeah.
Then heard about the radio broadcast, and he said, man, you know, that's about five different times I've got these guys in front of me.
And I'm what does the Lord say out of that? About, out of
two
the
or three?
Two or three, let it be an established
It was
word.
Tricky. He was trying yeah. to do the math, and finally, you know, five has got to be more than three. So,
but to his credit, he is a cool rocker. Dude.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
We
yes.
we pull off the bus here, and there's a guy with long hair.
Yeah, he looked like a Navy
tattoos.
SEAL. With long hair.
Yeah.
He really did. The
I was like, where's Landon? And he's like, I'm Landon.
Yeah.
I thought you were a farmer. We're in Iowa. He's like, no, dude, you're here. He brought us into the city here. And this is going to be awesome because tonight at 5 o'clock, we're going to be at the pavilion here in downtown Armstrong at the city park. They just got the parade done. They're going to do fireworks later tonight. They're going to have the marching band play, and then Bradley Dean will be speaking here for the entire town and
yeah.
community. I mean, talk about a guy who's
shooting off these cannons down the
yes.
street, and it's like it scared
shaking the
rock out of some of these little kids over here.
Can you imagine
like,
what
wow.
that did to King George and his boys?
No.
Yeah, they would be
well,
turning
I did.
The other way.
I can see the fruit of that,
way.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Rebecca wrote, I'm so thankful I went to hear Bradley Dean tonight. He is such an amazing speaker, and he tells it like it is. He should be president.
I think what makes it an amazing event is the fact that I'm not pulling punches, and I'm just telling people what they already know within their conscience.
Yeah.
So I'm just speaking to their conscience, and they know it's true, and they see that very few are willing to actually say what needs to be said
yeah.
because they're already thinking it. And this is called leadership, friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, I really want to really share with the people that you need to understand, friends, that this is not a highlight for us or who we are or what it is that we do. We hope in our prayers that you see God our Father.
Amen.
Because, again, I share this several times. Every time we do an event, I want you guys to realize that you're to find your faith not in the wisdom of man's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. This is about the Father having the honor that is due to his Son in Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the world. And that's really important.
Uh-huh.
And so when we're reading these off, I want people to understand what this is about. This
yeah.
is about you, and we can do this thing if we do it together, friends. It's not about one man. It's about Jesus Christ.
Great point. And I just like bringing up the personal testimonies of this, because when people think that they're small and insignificant, Landon is going to be joining us in the last segment. He put together an event for an entire community.
Yeah.
And he knows that he's accountable for this community before God.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he does is he sets up a big old event. That's exactly what happened. Vicky just the other night was the Tea Party of Des Moines
yeah.
set this up. Vicky Stogdo, she invited a person on Facebook. Her name was Becky, and she said, I just heard of you guys for the first time tonight. I went because Vicky invited me on Facebook. Now, this is how I want to encourage you as the listeners. Listen, sometimes like, well, you know, I just don't have time to go talk to that person. I don't have time to give them a gospel track. Well, Vicky did. She went out on Facebook and just promoted it. This woman had never heard of us before. I'm so very thankful that I was there with my husband and daughter. She brought her daughter. I only wish my whole family could have heard you. I bought $115 of your materials, and I cannot wait to review them and share them with family and friends. Now, listen, this is the importance because you stress and emphasize. It's not about us, not about our hats and our cool logo or any of that. Mm-hmm. It's about Christ being glorified. She said, God has blessed you because you have blessed him. What are they leaving with?
Right.
Hey, my eyes have been open. Oh. The scales have fallen off my eyes. Oh. When our founding fathers set out on that mission, the entire world was watching.
Yeah.
And what they saw, it wasn't a brave general. Yes, they did see that. But it wasn't his military wit that caused him to overcome the largest empire in the world.
Well, George Washington.
The Spirit of God.
That's right. He didn't call himself the President of the
United States.
He called himself the Father.
Yeah.
And that's how God apostolically set him over this country to establish who we are.
Amen.
And again, 237 years later,
right.
We're talking about George Washington, who, by the way, said deeds, not words.
Amen. And yes. We're inheriting his prayers as we go out and do.
Amen.
And that's what gets me excited. So I love this. Now, our friend yesterday, Greg Quinlan, we played him again. We also had him on Monday when we interviewed him. Greg Quinlan was a Pro Family Network. He's the president of Parents and Friends of Ex-Gays and Gays. It's called PFOX.
He's a redeemed homosexual.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, and he says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And I loved it. And he was preaching it. Yes, you know what? That is what I used to be. But you can be redeemed from that lifestyle. And you know, all of his old friends, because he was an activist. He was caught up in, well, first of all, he's a part of the ex-gay community. But then he was caught up in the, what is that?
Human Rights Commission.
He was raised up by
the Human Rights Commission to actually overthrow.
That's right.
And now he is overthrowing
the right thing
and not the wrong
thing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's redemption.
Yeah.
So he's on a radio
program.
Moses
being raised up in Pharaoh's court.
That's right. Yep. Pharaoh's like teaching him everything he knows, not knowing one day he's going to come back
and say,
let my people go.
Yeah.
So Greg Quinlan was on the show the other day, and he's been getting a little bit of a hard time here because he joined forces with the Sons of Liberty. You know what, folks? Truth is truth.
Yes.
And it's great when you hear truth come from somebody who's been redeemed of that lifestyle. Now, in our situation, we can look at it and say, this is wrong, this is sin, we understand it. But look what happens when a guy like this gets on fire for the Lord.
They hate him more
because
he can be redeemed as a homosexual, and the homosexual is just like he said, it's all about sex. It has nothing to do with loyalty. It has nothing to do with fidelity.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with being loyal to anybody but what they want and what they can get out of the deal.
Yep.
And then when he turned to Christ through TBN of all places, Trinity Broadcast Network, it's like, that is about his butt. The word of the Lord will not return void.
That's for sure.
And that's exactly what happened in his particular situation. And now what happens, folks, is when he steps out, the radical homosexuals attack him like crazy. And Right Wing Watch, by the way, which is a communist organization, has targeted him, I'm sure, over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that they took the time to go ahead and aim guns at Greg Quinlan in his particular show that we did just this last week. By the way, I knew they were going to take that course.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that Right Wing Watch will not get on the radio with us, friends.
Yeah,
it's just interesting we're talking about these atheist organizations. Of course they don't, because they don't want to be confronted with facts, because they have nothing on their side.
That's like a dark room that wants to stay dark, right?
If they do.
Or bring a light in there, of course, man. No, shut the doors. No,
no
light in here.
Yeah.
We got to keep it. Just make sure, you know, Right Wing Watch and the rest of you guys, the website is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Don't get that wrong, because when all of your viewers go and they see that garbage
we appreciate
and
you
the redemption comes, that's right. We want to make sure that they get the right. And maybe you'll become saved as well.
As a matter of fact,
I
think he got a couple more commentaries, and I think he's going to be on a major radio show because of what Right Wing Watch did.
Amen.
So we just want to tell you guys,
you
guys are doing your job. We appreciate you
do?
So much. Yes, very much. So, folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. What we're going to do when we come back, I'm going to talk about the price paid for your freedoms. After that, what we're going to do is we're going to pull up our friend Landon, broadcasting live from Armstrong, Iowa.
Join us tonight.
Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Live from Armstrong, Iowa. Folks, check this out. This is President Thomas Jefferson. He said, "My God, how little do my countrymen know what precious blessings they are in possession of and which no other people on earth enjoy." Man, isn't that something? And today you see people taking for granted their liberties. And they think liberty is the right to go ahead and do whatever
you want to do.
And in fact, it's not. And freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do. It was given unto us to do what we ought to do. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the price paid for our freedoms, folks. Let me go back to the signers of the Declaration of Independence. For example, five signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. As a matter of fact, the tyrant King George was calling your forefathers, all 56 of them, friends, and others, I'm sure, he called them terrorists. I go on. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured. 9 of the 56 signers fought and died from wounds or hardships of the Revolutionary War. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside when she was dying, and their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields were laid to waste, and for more than a year he lived in forests and caves, returning home only to find his wife dead and his children vanished. A few weeks later, he died from exhaustion and a broken heart. Matter of fact, Morrison and Livingston suffered similar fates. Let me go to the present. World War I, POW, MIAs, missing in action, and prisoners of war. World War I, there's 3,350 men and women who never came home. Korea, there was 8,172 that went missing in action. The Persian Gulf, there was 41 that fell missing in action, or POW again. World War II, there were 78,777 men and women that never returned home, went missing. Or Vietnam, 2,260 men and women never came home, friends. If we go to World War I, there was 116,516 Americans that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution to give you the freedoms and liberties that you now have. If you go to World War II, by the way, during World War II, they said that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. So I want you to think about that, friends. Next time you see a politician desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give you and to give themselves the privilege to be in office to serve we the people in the first place. So forget that not. In World War II, there was 405,399 men and women who fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution to give us the freedoms and liberties in which we have today. If we go over to Korea, there was 36,516 men and women who fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution to ensure and to magnify the laws only to ensure the rights that we now have, and our responsibility through those precepts given unto us by God are to exercise and to maintain our rights to remain in that freedom, friends. What of Vietnam? Vietnam, my cousin was actually killed there. 58,151 Americans fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution to bestow upon you a gift called freedom, friends. Iraq, Afghanistan, 8,000 plus. That's total up to date. Probably a little bit more than that. Have fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States of America that, by the way, most people, most men and women, have no idea. Have no idea whatsoever, friends, as to the content of that Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or Declaration of Independence. I did a high school assembly here in Guthrie, Iowa one time, and I had this older man sitting at a cafe. We rocked that school, as a matter of fact. That was an awesome school. There was an outpouring there. And during that assembly, when we got to the cafe, I walked up to this older man, and I just kind of had an unction that he was in World War II. And I asked him, I said, "Sir, were you in World War II?" And he said, "Yes, I was, son." And I thought it was cool that he called me son, so what I did is I said, "Can I sit down and can you convey to me what took place in Germany?" And he said, "Sure." So I sat down, I started to listen to his story. He said, "When I first went over to Germany, there was a company of 50. That's what he told me. And he said, "When I got there, me and three of my buddies left in this mortar tank." And he said, "We were hit by a mortar and it killed all three of my buddies right in front of us. Folks, to give us the freedoms and liberties in which we now have, had a sacrifice for the freedoms that we have and the liberties that we now have." He goes on, he said, "When we came back to the company of 50, Bradley," he said, "you know, they were all gone too." And then what he did is he put his hand over his mouth, my friends, and he kind of shook back and forth. His nerves were just going back and forth over his mouth. And he said, "Bradley, you just have to put it out of your mind." And I got a question for you Americans that listen to the Sons of Liberty 6 days a week. How can you put that out of your mind? What about the guy that I met at the Ponderosa in Missouri, and he had Tank 2 on his hat, and I'd walked up to him, knelt down, put my hand in his hand, and I wanted to show him something that is very rare today. I wanted to respect him. I wanted to show him respect and honor. And I put my hand in his hand, and I said to him, "Sir, I see that you were in World War II. It says Tank 2 on your hat." And he said, "Yes, sir." I said, "I just wanted to tell you thank you very much for what you did for me. Not for everybody else, but for me first. I need to take responsibility and show you how thankful I am." Because, folks, gratitude leads to the fight to magnify the freedoms we have by magnifying the laws, of course, only to establish and ensure again our rights that God has given unto us. I walked out. He took his hat off, started waving it back and forth at me and the team, thanking us for what we were doing in high schools across the country, showing them and conveying to them the price paid only through a story, through the men and women that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. What's interesting about that is his wife came up to the singer of the band at that time, and she had said to the singer of Junkyard Prophet, She said, do you know that since 1944, no one has ever one time told my husband thank you? Not one time. Folks, what is the answer to America's dilemma? Show the young people the price paid for their freedoms and don't tolerate crime in your government. Right? Because they don't have a right to break the law, friends. One more story. I remember this one particular guy, we drove up in a bank. He had Vietnam vets on the back of his license plate. And as I drove up, I asked him to roll down his window, and it was a black dude, and I looked over at him, and he said, yes. I said, hey, I just wanted to tell you thank you very much for what you did for me over there in Vietnam. Now, I can just hear someone out there saying, Bradley, those are unjust wars. We have no constitutional right to go out there and police the world. I agree 100%. But how do you justify them burnt hippies that were high on PCP standing at the airport calling your military a bunch of baby killers when, in fact, the only thing that they were doing was upholding the Constitution of the United States, magnifying the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? When, in fact, you're sitting there calling them, back to my point with policing the world and unconstitutional wars, hey, you're the voice of Congress, friends. You know, isn't it interesting when you go back to Vietnam, you know when the Vietnam War was ended? When it came to the children of those that served, we the people, then the war ended. But they didn't care about the 58,000. So who's wrong here? The American people are for allowing Congress to send the kids in the first place because the young people of the day did nothing wrong. They did their duty as unto us, friends.
If you look at, too, even in that situation, you know, Christ was called Beelzebub. He casts out devils by Beelzebub. And Christ said, how can a kingdom be divided? How can the devil come cast himself out? And if you look at that time, you had these freaky hippies that were ungodly, completely ungodly.
And
you
stinky.
And stinky.
Top of it.
You had these guys that maybe smelt a little better, dressed a little nicer, but they're warmongering rich people trying to make money off war. Yeah. The two collided. Well, neither one of them is, you're not going to win as the society, but there's no God values in there to take out the tyranny on either side.
Yeah, it's called the military complex. Let's call it for what it is. And our presidents warned us that this would come. If you allowed it, then you have a Johnson who is a total war criminal.
Yep.
And now we have present war criminals doing the same thing because the American people are more willing to allow their children to go overserve and take the risk of dying for our freedoms or to be maimed for our freedoms than to actually stop Congress from sending them in the first place.
That's right.
That's called a lack of gratitude.
That's right.
Is that right?
Where our freedoms are eroded. And the only way that we can prevent that is not through an ungodly means.
I like to share with people when we're talking about this topic, because I talk about it every night when I do my program. Isn't it interesting that the American people stand down in the face of the ideology that's being pushed on them today? And in fact, when you look at all those boys in Arlington or veteran memorials all across the country, those boys fought, bled, and died fighting against the ideology that the American people are tolerating today through this White House. Oh my goodness, just think about that. One more point. There's a true story told of a black slave girl of the last century standing in chains as lust-filled men bid for her body. Her delicate features destined her as a sexual object for the appetite of her soon-to-be owner. One man stood firm in the crowd as he outbid every other buyer to a point where he paid far above the expected price, and it was quite obvious that he was going to pay no matter what it would cost to fulfill his lusts. The young slave was then dragged and handed the chains to which she was attached. She dropped at his feet as she began hitting his legs with her fists in a pathetic attempt to show how ashamed that she felt at being bought and sold like cattle truly was. The slave owner did something really weird, though. It's kind of like in the natural, the veterans that paid the price to give us freedoms because we are a blood-bought nation. It's kind of like what Jesus Christ did on Calvary when he bled Calvary as the propitiation of the sins of the world. First the natural, then the spiritual. He took the slave's chains, just like Christ took our chains. And he took the keys out of his pocket and he unlocked them and he threw them on the ground as he looks at all of us in this country, this blessed day, friends. And he says, I bought you to set you free. I bought you to set you free. I didn't buy you to go ahead and so you can go ahead and do what you want to do. Church, I didn't buy you so you can call grace what it is not. What you think grace is today is really licentiousness. He didn't give you a license to do what you wanted to do. Remember the Bible says that the grace of God is not to be used as an occasion for the flesh? No, it's an empowerment to overcome by the power and quickening power of the Holy Ghost. through her eyes, through her tears, I'm sorry, she looked up at the man's warm and loving eyes, and no longer are they tears fed by misunderstanding and bitter resentment, but now they were tears of an awesome display of loving kindness. Friends, freedom is not free. And what John F. Kennedy rightly said back in the 60s, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And really, friends, I ask you to stand up on the behalf of your posterity so they'll have a future and a hope. Amen?
Amen.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them.
Amen.
1 John 3:18.
Happy Independence Day.
There we go again. We'll be right back. We've got our friend Landon jumping on board with us, live out of Armstrong, Iowa.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo, number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars. Online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USA. Prepares.com.
We are back, Sons of Liberty, for the final segment here in Armstrong, Iowa. For tonight's event, Bradley will be speaking at the citywide, well, the parade is over now, but the citywide celebration, the festivities, and then after he's done, then the fireworks start. So we're going to have fireworks before the fireworks. It's going to be awesome. I encourage you to get a family member, get your kids, come down to the park, and see Bradley speak. We've read the referrals already from the beginning. We're on tour in Iowa right now. This will conclude our tour in Iowa. We'll be heading back up into Minnesota. If you want the Sons of Liberty to come to your community in any of these 57 states, wait, Landon, there's 50, right? 50 states, okay.
Correct.
50 states, there's 50 states. Any of these 50 states or around the country, get in touch with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Before we bring on our next guest, I want to talk about this rock. It's called the Freedom Rock, and it'll only be for a minute because we're talking about exalting the principles of the Declaration of Independence today. It's July 4th. It's our nation's birthday. As a part of the Freedom Rock Tour, if you haven't heard of this, you got to check this out. It's in Iowa. There's a gentleman by the name of Bubba Sorensen.
And what Bubba does is he goes and he paints rocks in front of like Legion clubs and other places where it just exalts and says thank you to the price that was paid by our fallen. He does this for free. It's a non-profit. He's painted six. The sixth one was in Bondurant, and we just went there yesterday. Actually, we took some pictures and we Twittered them, SOL Media 1 on Twitter or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. They'll post there as well. But this gentleman's goal, now just think about this. This was one man that was inspired by the price of freedom to put it in the front of the eyes of America. He wants to get one rock in each of the 99 counties here in the state of Iowa, and then from there he wants to move it throughout all the 50 states. Now, I would think the media would give him a lot of time because this is exalting something that is good. Not a statement by, for example, one of Trayvon Martin's friends who says, "What a creepy cracker." You know, the media spins that. The media is spinning the things that they want to spin. But this is good stuff, and that's why you tune into the Sons of Liberty. Also tune into FreedomOutpost.com for the good news piece of the day. Tim down there is giving you good news every single day. We post it on our Facebook, so like us on there. Now, brings us to our guest, Mr. Landon Kolash. Landon, you're here in Armstrong. And tell the story of how you got in touch with the Sons of Liberty.
Well, I guess originally I just... Looked him up on the internet because I'd seen him speak a couple of times, so I checked it out. And
you had saw Bradley speak a couple of times, so when was the first time you saw him speak?
The first time was about 12 years ago, I think, at our high school here in town.
Awesome.
He did a presentation, and then after school got out that night, like 5, 6 o'clock, I think he did another presentation, and then the band was down here.
Cool.
So we got to listen to the band play, and then Bradley spoke afterwards, and me and my wife went down to that and really enjoyed it.
What was your thoughts? Now, the band comes in. This is what we do in the high schools, folks, that Landon's talking about right now, and this was 12 years ago. We still do them. The band comes in, does a big old concert, and then after the concert's over, you get the long-haired, tattooed rocker dude coming out of the drums, and he comes and speaks to the kids. They're thinking, way on, this guy's going to party, yeah! But he starts talking like a founding father. It's got to be pretty jaw-dropping. What was your impression?
Actually, I was very convicted because I didn't know my Ten Commandments that well. And right away, Bradley, you know, went right for the Ten Commandments. And I felt guilty because he, you know, pointed at a few different people in the crowd and asked him what the third commandment was, you know. And that was one thing that convicted me to start learning my Ten Commandments.
Good for you. So it went for the right reason. You know, a lot of people get offended at that now. Well, what do I need to know the law for? We're not under the law. That's the silliest thing. What do I need to know the Bill of Rights for? I trust the government. Well, hold on a second. You got to know the laws of God. What are you saved from? Well, from breaking His law. If you don't know what you're saved from, how do you know what you're saved for? And so you took it for the right way. Do you got the Ten Commandments memorized now?
I still have to say no.
You don't?
I know all of them,
oh,
but
dear.
Not in order.
We're going to work on them after the show here. Okay, Landon, so you went to the high school. You saw Bradley speak there, went to the after event, and then you saw him again. Is that right?
Yeah. Me and my wife usually try and go out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for...
Lifelight?
Lifelight, mm-hmm. Yes. For a big concert festival they have there. It's 3 days of free concerts and speakers, and
yep.
And Bradley was there, and that's been probably 5, 6 years ago, I think, was the last time we saw him out there. But that was great. It was just really cool to refresh.
Same message,
yeah.
Same spiritual flow. Okay, then we go ahead, and your wife has ran into some of our street teams out there.
Yeah, she's been to, you know, quite a few different times where she's been at a gas station or whatever, and then bought the CDs or whatever, and gave a donation. We've been on the mailing list for quite some time, and so yeah, it's really cool.
This is great. So the name of our ministry is You Can Run But You Cannot Hide. Landon goes to a high school to see Bradley, doesn't know the Ten Commandments, gets convicted, and then he starts digging into the word and sees him again. So You Can Run But You Cannot Hide over at Lifelight. Then your wife, you know, she's just going to go shopping, minding her own business, and bam, there it is again, You Can Run But You Cannot Hide. And now recently you've been turned onto the radio broadcast, the Sons of Liberty, correct?
Yeah,
awesome. So we've got all of these points of contact here, and finally you said to yourself, I got to bring Bradley and Sons of Liberty into my town. Tell me how that worked.
Well, I was helping out. We have a pretty big celebration on the 4th of July in our little town here, and I was with the committee on finding some entertainment, or, you know, somebody to take up some time anyways, and and keep people in town.
Yeah.
And so I started doing some research and looking Bradley up because I'd remember seeing him speak down here before, and I thought that would be fitting, you know, perfect for the 4th of July is get him down here and hopefully save some lives.
You know what, Landon? What you just did, now you had an idea, you had a thought. You're a local business owner down here. You grew up in the town. You're also a veteran.
Yep.
You served in the Navy.
That's
right.
You
served our country. You understand the price of freedom. Here's a man just like many of you listening right now. You tune into the Sons of Liberty and you think, wow, I just love getting fed. I get spiritually pumped by these guys. But I could never do that. Well, that's not necessarily true. You can set the motion going to bring an event like this in your town. Whether you bring us or not, it's irrelevant. But the fact is you can impact your entire community. Landon's just sitting on the community. They're looking for people to fill. And what does he do? I've got an idea. Why don't we bring in a Christian constitutional message into my town?
Oh, but there's separation of church and state. Did you run into that?
No, I didn't.
Of course
not. Not at all.
You're not going to find that in 99% of counties and towns and communities across the country. And even if you do, so what? What are they going to do? Well, separation of church and state. Yeah, can you move over, please? Because I got something to do. Then what are they going to do? I guess I'll just be quiet. Nobody's listening to me. Exactly. The only attention they get is what people give to them. So right now, in this town, again, I invite you to come tonight, Armstrong, Iowa, 5 p.m. Bradley starts to speak. There's also going to be great fireworks here tonight. If you're in this northern part of Iowa or in the southern part of Minnesota, we're not too far away from there, come and check this out. Landon, you were in the Navy. And you brought up the fact that there is a standard held in the Navy. And at the beginning of going into that, you weren't really certain as to what that standard was. And you found out later what the standard was and the bar was held. Can you explain your situation? The reason I bring that up is because in this day and age, so many people think that, well, armed forces, America, freedom, Bill of Rights, Constitution, so what? No big deal. It's just something we're born in. That's not the case, is it?
No. No, not at all. You're talking about the Navy history test.
Yeah,
that I...
That's right.
Boot camp, the first test you have to take, a written test, is in Navy history. And I thought it was just kind of a joke and could blow it off. But I ended up finding out different. I had to do the first 3 weeks of boot camp all over again.
Woo.
Just because of that. And they are definitely the worst 3 weeks of boot camp.
They get you trained good. So you did 6 weeks of boot camp. You passed your history.
Yeah, the second time I took it.
That's right. Hey, and you know what? Because of the fact, now all of a sudden reality struck you. And you know what? That's what's happening in America right now. We're seeing Landon as we travel the country. You know, we were just in Florida last week. A couple weeks before that, North and South Carolina. A couple weeks before, or the week before that, in Michigan. As we travel the country, we're seeing a renaissance of people saying, hey, hold on a second. I thought this was just kind of a joke. I'm just going to slide through life. That's not the case, though. If we don't preserve our liberties, if we don't stand up for our liberties, they're going to flee. Martin Luther King Jr. made the statement, the time is neutral, and it will work to whoever will work it. It's kind of like a field. You're a farmer. You understand the concept. You don't sow your seed in there. God can send all the rain he wants, but you're not going to grow anything, right?
That's correct.
In America, we've got to do that. So now you're a father, a business owner. Give the folks again the details here in the city. Bradley's going to be here tonight, and he's going to be sharing, Landon.
Yeah, he'll be in the park at about around 5 o'clock in the city park, and come out and check us out.
Happy Independence Day, folks. I want to leave you with this. Where liberty dwells, there is my country, said Benjamin Franklin. Folks, where liberty dwells, there is my country. And what does the Bible say? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that is our country. That's the heritage we have. If Christ died for us to redeem mankind, if our veterans, like this particular gentleman named Bubba Sorensen with the Freedom Rocks, if our veterans bled and died, what in the world must it look like for a citizenry not to be concerned? We're going to 4th of July parties all night tonight. People all over the country, you're tuning in right now. You're going to go see fireworks. You're going to eat great food. You're going to be with family. That doesn't happen around the world, folks. Just an FYI, you have the most blessed nation because the people here have been vigilant. Thomas Jefferson said, my God, how little do my countrymen know what precious blessings they are in possession of and which no other people on earth enjoy. Can we mimic that, folks? Let's enjoy it, but let's know the precious blessings. Thanks for tuning in again. Thank you, Landon. Join us tonight at Armstrong at the City Park for a Sons of Liberty message, 5 p.m. We'll be with you again tomorrow. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, folks. God bless.
Heart
and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.